Hello?
Hi, Josh. It's Jeff Lebo from the World Bridges webcast. Can you hear me?
Hello? Hold on a second.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, this is Jeff Lebo from the World Bridges webcast.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay, is this an okay time to call?
Yeah, this is fine.
Cool. What I'm doing is I'm webcasting this live. This is only the second night I've done it. It's kind of experimental. And actually, right now, no one is tuning in. But theoretically, I'm trying to create the kind of live webcasting, audio and video, where it's kind of homegrown webcasting. People could produce their own programming. And using Skype, which is basically a good telephony program, people can call in. You know, you can have a guest and interview them, and people can call in with questions.
That sounds like a good approach. Yeah, I basically figured out that's what the basic idea was when I put two and two together, so to speak.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed checking out your site and some of the stuff you're up to. I'm wondering if you can kind of provide a basic introduction to The Revolution Will Be Televised and some of the stuff you're interested in pursuing.
Well, of course. The Revolution Will Be Televised comes from the idea that there's two revolutions happening right now. There's a media revolution. It's becoming easier and easier to produce content at cheaper and cheaper rates. I'm actually at a blogging party that J.D. Laska, the founder of one of the co-founders of OurMedia.org, is throwing to launch his new book. So there's all kinds of people that are making media. That's one revolution. And at the same time, there's also a political resistance revolution that's beginning to occur. With the war in Iraq, we had hundreds of thousands of people taking to the streets to say that they didn't agree with what Bush was doing. And so essentially The Revolution Will Be Televised is trying to bring those two movements together, both the social revolution as well as the media revolution, and to provide a commentary on both.
What kind of connections have you seen happening between the vlogging community and kind of the traditional traditional television media, but also some of the alternative television media that you're involved with?
What connections?
I mean, do you see vlogging and TV kind of merging at some point, or do you think they'll grow in separate directions?
Well, it's interesting that you brought that up, because I was actually just talking to Anastasia Goodstein, who you may know is the current studio coordinator for Current, which is Al Gore's new television station, which is all viewer-submitted content. So Current TV is probably the first bridge between this media revolution and the commercial media. There are certain drawbacks to that, of course, because commercial media does not have the freedom that truly independent media does. But I think it's a start, I think it's exciting, and it'll be interesting to see how it develops.
What are you personally working on right now?
Right now I'm working on cleaning up a piece that I did, which was called College Not Combat, which was a cinema verite piece about the military recruiters coming to San Francisco State on March 9th. I'm trying to clean it up a bit, give it a more of a story context as opposed to the cinema verite slice of what actually happened, or point of view cinema, as I like to refer to it. Cleaning it up, putting it as a 5-minute piece, and trying to enter it into current contest, which is a $3,000 prize for the winning piece and the form of a contract for 3 additional pods, as Current TV has decided to call their essentially video log pieces.
Does your day job involve video production, or is this something you do on the side?
My day job involves being a hypocrite. I sell clothes to Banana Republic. I can't stand that fact, but we all need to make money. We all need to survive.
Yeah, I hear you.
I've been working on coming up with a means to pay my way with video, but I find that I can actually make more per hour selling clothes than I can making video, which is frustrating.
Well, for now, who knows where things will evolve. How much has that been?
I mean, it's all developing very quickly. I'm very excited to see where it goes.
In the, you know, the meetings you've had with Current TV and the other organizations, Input 2005 maybe, what kind of discussion has been happening about the commercialization of independent media?
The commercialization of independent media is something that's not being handled from an intelligent or mature perspective, because we have groups like Indie Bay, which are independent media very much going against the grain of corporate media, that are refusing to acknowledge the idea that maybe we can make a dent. We probably can't change mainstream media, but maybe we can make a dent, and they're basically turning their backs on it. The corporate media is not really looking to develop the independent media. They're looking to capitalize on the independent media. So until these groups are actually working together, I'm not sure that anything significant will be accomplished.
Yeah. Did you happen to see Ryan's vlog of Blog Nashville? She had gone there and kind of expected to share in the vlogging excitement with people, but it was mostly a kind of commercial-oriented crowd that was thinking, you know, how is this going to sell and how are we going to make money? And it was the first time I had seen where sort of the vlogging spirit really confronted the commercial enterprises.
Yeah, I think basically, I don't remember who it was that commented on that on Ryan's blog. I believe it was JD Laska of our media.
Yeah.
Stated that, you know, the early adopters are they're the ones that are really, like, praising the medium. They're, like, excited about it, and this is something new that they want to explore as an art. That was 1991, 1994 in blogs. Blogs are now, like, everyone's doing it. How can I make money doing it? Because nobody wants to work the day job. Everyone is seeking some way to have financial independence. And currently, blogs have gone to being that means. And there are some people that can maintain a living on blogs, but the fact is that this is a new medium and most people will not be able to maintain a living. And Robin Sloan, who actually also works at Current, basically has come up with the idea that has formulated an Epic 2014, which is a wonderful flash movie that him and someone else put together, that it's going to develop so that people are making freelance amounts of money as opposed to paying their living. So this will be a way to subsidize your existence, but it's not going to be means to develop a career for most people.
Interesting. I'm fairly new to this whole podcasting vlogging world. I don't think I listened to my first podcast or saw my first vlog until about a month ago. And I've been struck by how separate the communities are. Is that your sense at all, that the vlogging community and the podcasting community are fairly separate?
To be honest, I haven't really been a part of the blog community for about 8 years. I did the whole live journal thing towards the end of high school, and developed a community on there, and it was a very personal diary blog, if you will. I kind of stepped away for a while and focused on media, and it's only now that they've collided that I even approach blogs again. So I can't really answer whether or not they're still a separate entity and whether or not they're going to ever converge.
Are you fairly active within the vlogging community?
Within the blogging community?
No, the vlogging. Video blogging.
Right. It's hard to say who's active and who isn't active. I contribute to the Yahoo group on a somewhat regular basis.
Right.
I try to make blogs as often as possible, and I engage in putting comments on people's blogs, but there are definitely people that are more active.
Are you planning to go to VideoCon?
To produce a lot more content.
Are you planning to go to VloggerCon?
I did not make it to VloggerCon. I actually got involved in vlogging the same week as VloggerCon and was very excited to watch VloggerCon from my computer at home, but couldn't at the last minute book a flight to New York and do that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a very exciting community, and I'm amazed at how few video blogs are actually out there. I imagine that's going to change very soon.
Yeah, there's not that many vlogs out there right now. I'd say there's probably 200 to 300 people, or that's the number that I've heard tossed around, regularly vlogging. At some point, that is going to surge. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of blogs out there. But when that breaking point happens is anyone's guess. I think Google's attempt at producing video on the net is going to be one of the searches, and I think Current TV will also make a strong impact there.
Has there been any discussion of doing live stuff, kind of like this?
There has been a little bit of discussion. There was a live video conference and meeting amongst video bloggers last week.
The Flash meeting?
It was really exciting. I was at work at the time. But doing something live has its drawbacks. For one thing, video is strongest when you incorporate different background scenes, different things going on, because it's a visual medium. And doing it live basically confines you to your apartment. You can't easily take a camera, connect it to your laptop, and run around the city. It's possible, but it's not practical.
Yeah, I mean, as I envision this live webcasting network, it's much easier to envision it with audio than with video, because they also can be equally interactive with audio, where that's difficult with video.
Yeah, I think they're two different mediums that are going to develop differently. I think there's going to be a lot more live podcasting going on than live video casting, and I think for good reason.
Right, right. All right, well, Josh, thank you very much for being our very first guest on WorldBridge's LiveWire.
It was good to be there. Are you recording this, or is it only the live file?
Both. It's streaming live, and it's also being recorded and will be uploaded for download or subscription later.
All right, awesome. I would love a copy of the link so that I can put it up on my own blog.
You betcha. I will email you after the show. And I hope you'll come back another time when we actually have people who are listening and might want to Skype in and ask you some questions themselves.
Yeah, give me a call.
All right, great. Thanks very much, Josh.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.